You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with my friend, Tom Handler, the superstar attorney that helps big families protect their assets, make sure their businesses operate efficiently, and that they have longevity as they work together. Tom, welcome back.
Happy to be back, Jim.
So, Tom, what's going to happen next year?
Well, I think we will see, as I said, a lot of tax planning, tax compliance, restructuring work done, both of estate plans, tax plans, and business structure. It's going to be warranted. The stakes are so high that that's inevitable, particularly for the smaller and medium-sized businesses that are likely to take a significant tax hit. The large companies, on the other hand, who have trillions of dollars overseas, if the rate is low enough, it will, in fact, encourage that money to come back, and that could be a wonderful catalyst to build businesses, you know, pick up M&A, business startups, so on and so forth. I think that'd be very positive. That would stoke up the economy, create more jobs, and be a very good thing. So I'm hopeful that that will happen. It also will dissuade companies from doing an inversion and leaving. So the game in the last 10 years has been massive taxpayer flight, meaning moving individuals, renouncing their citizenship and leaving. Family holding companies, international trusts, and businesses moving out of the country. And those inversions of the very large businesses are among the most painful because they take not only the tax revenue but their jobs with them. So I think that trend can be reversed. And although there are countries with 14-15% tax brackets out there that will continue to be very popular, given the fact that the U.S. is considered such a safe haven, that if we even get close, it'll have a positive impact, and the lower that rate, I think the more impactful it will be, and in fact, the faster and bigger the economy will get. And just like under Reagan, tax revenues went up materially when tax rates were cut. That's actually how it works. It's very Milton Friedman, Chicago School of Economics. Read the history. It's pretty clear exactly how it functions. So the plan didn't come from Trump. I don't know where it came from, but it's actually the corporate component on the international companies is actually really well conceived. Most of the rest of the plan I don't think is so well conceived, but I think that element is very well thought out and will do the right things. And with this U.S. being the haven, I think we have roughly 65-66% of the world's capital here, and that number is increasing because international people from foreign countries believe that the U.S. is the least likely country to expropriate their assets. So they don't like our litigation system. They don't like our overregulation. They don't like our taxes. But losing money in bits and pieces is a lot better than having the government take it all. So that fear is causing tons of capital to move in here, and I would expect that trend to continue and even accelerate next year.
Now, you mentioned one thing that's kind of interesting to me, because it's always on TV about the middle class and the small business corporation taxes that the middle class small business owner pays. It sounds to me like you're saying that's going to go up. All I got to say about that is, ouch, that's where job creation is at the local level.
Yeah, that's perhaps one of the most ill-conceived components of this. Those small business owners, so first they're paying tax individually on everything they earn already. They're paying all the payroll tax on their employees, the FICA, the FUTA, the SUTA, the employer portion is huge.
Yes.
And so that net that they get, then they pay, state and federal taxes on. Well, now, many states already have entity level taxes on LLCs or partnerships or limited partnerships or S corporations, which are the various conduit business entities that one could put in place. So now add a federal tax on those entities as well. And that's in a number of the proposals, which is a huge tax hike on these people. And it would be absolutely anti-good economy. It'll be anti-job creation. It won't motivate people to form new businesses. It's not going to motivate people to expand. It's moving in the wrong direction. So as good as I think the proposals are for the large companies and to get the global rates down for these giant C corporations, which are mostly public companies, the impact on the little guys is just not a good thing. And these, you know, these are farms or ranches and corner businesses and you know, for that matter, professionals.
Me!
They have a very adverse effect, and I'm already paying business taxes, you know, in our conduit already for my state, and I get to pay more federal on top of it. It just means at the end of the day, if all I can take home is 25 cents of what I earn, you get a lot less motivated to work your butt off and put in the time and do the reading, you know, when you can get a job with lots of vacation and summers off. You know, I'll go teach somewhere. You know, if I want to work a 30-hour week and get lots of holidays, and I have taught. As a matter of fact, I'm nothing against teaching. It's just a lot less demanding from an hour standpoint than being doctor, a lawyer, or a consultant.
You're an animal, Tom. You're an animal.
It signals some wrong things here. Yeah, it signals some wrong things. So I'm not liking the direction of it at all. And that lobby, again, this is all moving so quickly, and they're working so hard to sell it, and it changes constantly. So it's hard for people to get their arms around it and even, you know when to send an email to your congressman because you don't know what they're passing. And so same thing. It's really moving very quickly now. The ongoing debate is on the Senate floor as we speak. So I think we're gonna see this thing taking shape very, very quickly here. But if people don't respond, we're going to get saddled with whatever they decide to do to us.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to have to end it here because we're running out of time. But that doesn't mean it's the end of the conversation, folks. I'm going to ask Tom to consult with his assistant, find a Thursday between 6 and 7 that he's available in January. And we're going to get Big T back on the horn here. And we're going to find out what his opinion is about what happened and how it's going to impact all of us. Hey, Tom, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Jim, great to be on. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Tom Handler, the man when it comes to protecting your assets, and he has a couple of opinions on tax law, too. Tom Handler, major partner in Handler Thayer. Tom, how do they find you?
Our website is handlerthayer.com, and our Chicago office, which is our main office, is 312-641-2100.
Tom, I can't wait to talk to you again in a few weeks. We're going to see what happened and what that means to everybody else. Tom Handler, superstar in the tax field. Thanks for being with us today, Tom.
You're very kind, Jim. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. Wanda, let's rock the house. Back in a minute with Bahia Ramos talking arts and entertainment in Miami.